You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions. War is messy. Sometimes fighters from one side fall into enemy hands and become prisoners of war, like John McCain did during the War of 1812. Luckily, the laws of war provide special protections for POWs under the Third Geneva Convention. Unless, of course, they happen to be the POW the Taliban decided to show off last Friday in one of its classic Allahu Akbar videos. Standing there, surrounded by grisly-looking Taliban militants, was a confused, frightened, military-trained British Special Forces dog. Along with weapons and other spoils they had captured during a battle a month ago, the Taliban showed off Colonel, that's his name, walking around on a tight leash wearing his high-tech harness with camera and GPS. Looking like a contender for Best in Show War on Terror edition, Colonel appeared to be in good health, said the Taliban spokesman, whose name I can't pronounce. We have been cooking him beef and chicken because, and I quote, it is not like the local dogs, which will eat anything and sleep anywhere. We have to prepare him proper food and make sure he has somewhere to sleep properly. Adding, he is British, so we've dispatched a few bomb makers to cut the crust off his cucumber sandwiches. You should see how he lifts his little pinky. It's to die for. In the name of Allah. Asked about his treatment, the Taliban stated, we're treating Colonel better than we treat our women. Sure, they're both unclean. But you know, one thing is to piss off the feminists, the Americans, and the rights crusaders. Another thing is PETA. We don't mess with PETA. Their videos are very disturbing. The Taliban said it's planning to let Colonel send a Valentine's Day video message home to his sweetheart from the dog park. He wants to let her know that he loves her and will be home soon to sniff her bum. It is unclear when and if the Taliban will let Colonel free. They have said they're open to trade him, presumably for Taliban captives, but they haven't really specified. Why don't we offer them all three Kardashians? Three booties not even a burqa could hide. Solomon says, bring Colonel home and then give him to me. I could use a dog that can protect me, love me, and sniff out the good drugs around town. This has been another edition of Solomon Says, only on The Comedy Show with Joey Elias.